Can you put us on the screen? There we go.
It's that time again. Yeah.
Am I good? Am I too short?
Yeah, la hora.
You good. I just have to put up y'all's media so y'all can see it.
Ponle atención, classes in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss if you spray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y salita, oye cómo explica, Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, history is the word. It's the power hour. The 11 hour. Tune in to your history. You know it ain't no history. Power hour. The 11 hour. You know where you're to history. 11 hour. Power hour.
We on? Hey, shalom, shalom. Happy power hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hola.
Officer Izuka here with you, and we got...
Officer Zara.
Hey, Officer Nehemiah.
Officer Ruvain. So we got the officer in the house. All praise to the Most High. We going to go into talking about Easter.
Hola.
We talk about the C&E guys.
Oh, God.
That's what we used to call them back in the day, the C&E guys. Christmas and Easter. That's the only time you went to church.
The only time you see them.
The only time you see them. You show up to the church because they want to be, you know, grandma wants you to go. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, the family's getting together, so guess what? You got to be there. You know, make sure you wear your pastel colors.
That's the
bro,
with them now later gators.
He said
them now later gators.
Colors.
No, no. They love the pastel colors, bro.
Sure. Purple suit.
Yeah,
purple gators.
They got Stacey Adams got a line of Easter shoes
with the gold tips on them.
Right. Dang, man, come on,
dummy.
And then you got the sisters with the big old hats. Show them the big old hats.
Put
man.
It up,
yo. Them hats be looking like umbrellas, like straight up.
Yeah, big old umbrellas and stuff. I'm telling you, there's something that we got destroyed in our minds. This is biblical. You got to understand that this is not normal anywhere else.
Nope. Period.
This is not happening nowhere else. If it is happening, guess what? They copied it from the States. They copied it from here, Babylon the Great. I'm telling you, look at that.
That ain't even big enough.
Right.
But it sure looks pricey, though. Like,
no, it do. The embroidery is impeccable.
You know what I mean? But sweet grandma, you can't be saying that about sweet grandma. You got to understand that. Well, guess what?
Damn.
The mindset has to be changed.
Right.
In these last days, Daniel speaks about it. What? Give me that to me. End of Daniel. Mm-hmm. It tells you that the knowledge is going to increase. It ain't talking about all these technology things. Now, those things are going to happen, and it's part of the knowledge is going to be done and shown in these last days because the Lord said it's going to. And that's what Daniel didn't understand what he was talking about. Go ahead.
This is the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
You pastors that say, guess what? This knowledge is sealed. You don't understand that. Revelation, we don't know who the fourth piece is. I don't know what that's talking about. Woes, we don't know what understand what the woes. Guess what? These last days, the prophets that are keeping the commandments, we have the knowledge.
That's right.
We have it. Why? Because the Bible says, Psalms 111:10, those that keep the commandments have a good understanding.
Right.
There's only one understanding. That's not multiple understanding, multiple religions.
No.
That's not the Pentecostals getting the truth. The Baptists are getting the truth. The seven-day disadvantage are getting
Jehovah's
the truth.
Wickedness.
Yeah,
right,
no.
Right. That's why they say that the scripture says there's no private interpretation.
That part.
Right?
Yep.
It's one interpretation. There's one spirit. There's one faith. There's one baptism.
Bring it out. Yeah, if you want to argue with the Israelites, or they're like keeping the commandments, you're going to be wrong because we're going to come with scripture.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're going to come with, I think, I believe, I feel, that's not in the scriptures. Nowhere in the Bible is that in there. So in, at the end, it says that knowledge is going to increase. That knowledge is these laws. Would you have something?
No, I just think about how Christians always say, I think God won't be mad at you for celebrating Easter. Stuff
yeah.
Like
right,
that.
Right.
Oh,
bring
yeah.
it out, officer.
How
bring
would you
it
know
in.
What God thinks when
yeah.
you
read? Yeah. Yeah, it's not that bad. We doing the Lord's work. You not doing the Lord's work. That is not biblical. This whole 3 days out of 2 days, you ain't finding it. Once you learn what 2 days, what a day is in the Bible, you understand what days are.
Oh, can we get the? Can we just get the? I like what Officer Zarrell said. Can we just get the script real quick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get Exodus because we talk about the Ten Commandments. Get Exodus 20:3 real quick.
Mm, I'll pray.
Get that real quick, man. God said he's a jealous God.
Yeah.
He said you don't serve anybody else but him. So then when you hear BS like that, like, oh, God's not going to be mad at me, you know you're worshiping another God. Let's just call it what it is. We're going to get into it, but let's read this.
This is the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 3.
Freedom!
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
That's a basic commandment, the first commandment. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. So guess what? If you celebrating Easter, that's another god, Ishtar,
yeah,
fertility god.
You know what's crazy?
Go ahead.
Can we get Malachi 2 and 3? I want to back up what you and Officer Zara said. Because we're going to find out what God really feels
yeah.
about your doggone holidays, that you, these holidays you be
what? Oh, no, bring it out.
Let's get it. This made my teeth white when I read it.
You said Malachi?
2 and 3.
2 and 3?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This,
watch this.
This is the book of Malachi, chapter 2 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Even the dung of your solemn feast.
Wait a minute. Did God just say he go spread excrement on your feast days?
Why is your ass, nigga?
He said he gonna crap all over your feast days.
Right.
That includes Easter, Christmas.
Yep.
Thanksgiving.
Your ass, niggas.
Get a clue. We serve the God of this Bible.
Right.
He's got high holy days that we supposed to keep. Y'all Christians don't keep not now one of them things.
Right.
Yeah, when you do not have a tradition.
Right.
And you don't have these things that you do that are man-made. When you read this Bible, Easter is not associated with the God of the Bible.
Right.
No.
Easter is not associated with the Son of God. Easter is not in this Bible to be celebrated. When you understand that, when you start understanding what our forefathers kept, what they were doing on the high holy days.
Right.
That's where that holiday comes from. Don't think it's because the government gives you a day off or because these stores are closed during these days. It means holy.
Right.
So somebody put it as a holy day.
Right.
But it wasn't our God.
Right.
That's that gift destroyed the heart.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We love to have that free day off, and then once we have that off, we always like, okay, like July 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we cook, you know, grilling and all that, you know,
all day weekend,
you know, get the hot dogs, whatever, you know, because we like to eat,
right?
You know how that is. Yeah. So instead, that gift, you know, destroys our mentality completely,
And it's associated with it. Well, you go into the stores, you got the little Easter egg baskets. You know, where they got a bunch of toys in there. You remember back in the day?
Absolutely.
They had the toys in there.
Mm-hmm.
You had that little fake green grass in there.
No, that grass was crazy.
All the eggs. And then my grandma used to do, she put like a 5 or 10, 20 on an egg.
Yeah.
You'd be looking for those eggs.
Damn.
You know what I mean? 5, 20 bucks, it's like 50 bucks today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those little nasty peeps.
Yeah, the nasty peeps.
Oh, damn it.
So...
some marshmallow things?
Yeah, the little birds.
The all these things that were pushed on, and we always say it gets pushed to the children.
Yeah.
Why? Because it has to have that good feeling for the children.
That used to be me. I ain't gonna front.
If they get excited, that excitement, like, we're excited over this, but they guess what? It was excited to us. So let's push it on our kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to like it. not knowing the origin of the egg, not or nor why is a bunny laying eggs.
Bruh, when I was younger, I always thought bunnies lay eggs.
Yeah,
that's how much they indoctrinated.
You know what it is?
Hey,
you know what it is? It's that commercial. Remember that commercial of that rabbit? That
from back in the day?
Yeah, I forget what it is. They're selling chocolate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cadbury.
Cadbury.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Cadbury. That's what it is. I'm sorry. That's what destroyed you, bro.
It was a Cadbury bunny.
Cadbury got you.
Because them
eggs, though, with the caramel on the inside.
Show that commercial. Mercy. 15 seconds. Show it to you. Show it to her, man.
Because
I'm telling you, this is something to us, right? You ready?
Come on. And go.
Everyone wants to be the Cadbury Bunny, because only he brings delicious Cadbury cream eggs, while others may keep trying. No bunny knows Easter better than Cadbury.
Yeah, and I never tried them because I was poor, you know, but
I'm just like... Okay.
A bunny got to do it.
Okay. A bunny is a mammal.
Yep.
Right? It's a warm-blooded creature.
Yep.
Why this nigga laying eggs?
Yeah.
Bruh, straight up.
Like make that make that math ain't math. It ain't computing. I'm not catching. I'm having a hard time.
Give me the origin.
Yeah,
pull
that
up. Google that I put on there. Is that it right there? Let's read that. Where they come from? Because y'all gotta understand. Y'all can't be stupid forever. I'm gonna put it plain to me. You
man,
can't
break
be,
it out.
You can't be ignorant of the things that are on
right.
the internet, that are in books, that are not in the Bible.
Right.
You gotta wake up sometime and say, guess what? We just doing stupid stuff every day.
Right.
Oh shit! It's looking like we're gonna be stupid. Some of our people, bro.
Now I'm telling you, man. It drives me crazy.
Get to
Christian church every Easter Sunday, right?
It drives me
bro,
crazy.
They
man.
Always have the eggs.
And we on the streets teaching and telling you, and guess what? You like, well. It's for the kids. Get out of here with that.
Bruh.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah.
Now, they hypnotize you, too, man.
Yeah.
I know you're about to read the origins or whatever, but just in the vein of the show, right?
Yeah.
Bro, the whole Resurrection Sunday thing,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
they
want to
call it
yeah.
different names. And, oh, it's not Easter. It's Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah, Resurrection.
That's hypnotizing.
It's the same thing.
They be
like say,
dodging the moves.
Putting lipstick on a pig. It's
right?
a still pig.
Yeah.
That is.
He just uglier now.
Right.
It's the same lie. It's the same lie. I'm telling you. It's not biblical. We're not saying that Christ did not die and come for and pay for our sins. We're not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put a name on it and you start doing the Friday, he died on a Friday, rose on a Sunday, but the Bible doesn't say that.
Where the math at?
You're making a whole thing
the
up
math
that
ain't
don't
math
even, you know what I'm saying? It, like you said, the math ain't math. You're making a whole thing up that he never told you to do.
Yeah. Give me that. Let's read that right there. The highlighted part.
The origin of Easter.
So you know, start where this is like Christmas because
okay.
that way you know.
The history of Easter. Like Krummel, Easter has roots in both Christianity, a.k.a. Crackianity, and ancient pagan culture.
And you know what? Let's hit that word right there. Christianity. Christianity. Guess what? When we talk about Christianity, that is a Western invention that has developed to something and blossomed to a bigger lie than it
morphed like
is.
The Power Rangers.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead.
Though it is mostly considered a religious holiday, many of our modern traditions are rooted in pre-Christian practices. The origin of Easter. Easter actually originated as an ancient pagan celebration of the spring equinox.
Okay. There it is, right there. That's not in the Bible. That's spring equinox. What do we read to tell times? The moon.
The moon.
Right? We got new moons, right?
Yep.
The beginning of the year is in
the spring.
The springtime, right? We get that. Let's finish this, then we're gonna get that.
All right. In Christianity, the day was dedicated to observing the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Celebrated around the time of the Jewish Passover.
Okay, that's a lie too.
Yeah,
they had no. I don't need my cloud, but that was
hell.
That Jewish Passover, because get them Jewish, they ain't in the Bible.
Crazy as hell.
The Jewish is in the Bible. The real Jews are black.
Can we get that that Ishtar piece?
Yeah,
I
go
think
ahead.
That's important.
Show that.
Ishtar piece. And go. Now this is from Catholic.com. This is from Catholic.com. Com. Oh, let that sink in for just a second. Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, Officer Zarrah, move to your left a little bit. Thank you, sir.
No, Easter is not a pagan holiday. There's a popular image on social media about Easter and Ishtar. Let's put this bad argument to rest. Yes, let's put this bad argument to rest.
Where's Mario at, man? That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Bring it out, Huck.
Hey, let me get a scroll on that. Come on. There's a popular image that makes its rounds on social media every year claiming that the Christian celebration of Easter finds its roots in the more ancient celebration of the Germanic goddess Ashtore, also known as Ishtar. In the text and the graphic reads as follows. Let's read this. This is Ishtar, Easter.
Really? Yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Where we at?
Easter was originally.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Easter was originally the celebration of Ishtar,
mm-hmm.
the Assyrian and Babylonian goddess of fertility and sex.
Uh-huh.
Her symbols, like the egg and the bunny, were and still are fertility and sex symbols.
Right.
Or did you actually think eggs and bunnies had anything to do with the resurrection? After Constantine decided to Christianize the emperor, Easter was changed to represent Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But at its roots, Easter, which is how you pronounce Ishtar, is all about celebrating fertility and sex.
Come on.
You want me to read this, sir?
Yes.
Easter was originally
That's the same thing.
Scroll down some more, because they're saying that it's not about mm-hmm. the worship of Ishtar.
But it's just, they're just proving themselves wrong.
Go ahead.
Right. St. Paul tells us, test everything. Hold fast what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21.
Can we get that real quick? Because first of all, this ought to let you know it's some witchcraft, because they're not even using the King James Version Bible.
Right.
Number one. Let's see what it says.
The book of 1 Thessalonians 5:21.
Uh-huh.
Prove all things.
It says, prove all things. See, when you say test everything, what that mean? I can test something and it can be a dud, mm-hmm. right? But if I prove something, that means that I have to go thoroughly through it and make sure that it is correct. Come on.
Hold fast that which is good.
There we go. Now that we got some context on that, go ahead.
All right, St. Paul tells us, mm-hmm. test everything, hold fast what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to this Easter claim,
uh-huh.
we can conceive of a situation where cultural practices are baptized by retaining certain elements while letting problematic ones go.
We can stop right here. This is the point. They doing all of this talking, and they ain't pulled out no scriptures that show that Easter
yep.
is in the Bible.
Right.
Can we get Romans 1:25?
Yep.
This is some BS. Our people follow this stuff because they love simplicity. And you know what? Like, remember that movie, what was it, Vampire Brooklyn?
Yes.
Evil is good.
Right.
How can it be bad if it's good?
Evil is good. Get your piece of evil ass.
Ooh. What did he say? He said, yeah, the evil ass is good.
Get your piece of evil ass.
That was bad.
Oh, snap.
What is 25?
What is 25? Read that.
The book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 25.
Yeah.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie?
Who gave the Catholics and the Christian church the authority to go into the Bible and change what God said is the truth? Come on.
And worship and serve the creature,
which is Satan,
more than the creator,
which is the Most High God. You serve Satan more than you serve the God that put that brain in your head in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That brain don't let you think that bunnies lay
eggs. Right.
Bring
it out.
You celebrate it every year. You ain't coming to mind thinking, come on now, we got to do something different. This don't make no damn sense.
Bro, we never thought to question that.
Nope.
Right. No. What we got next?
All because the kids were happy.
Yep.
Right.
What you just read?
I read Romans 1:25.
Yep. Okay. Hey, so what was he saying in this article? He's pretty much saying that it's not.
They were trying to, so they're trying to make the argument that the meme is wrong.
Let's finish the paragraph.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. If that.
Yeah.
If that were, you want me to read the whole thing again quick?
No.
Or just right there?
If that were the case.
Okay. If that were the case with Easter, it wouldn't be a big deal. Just as it isn't a big deal when we find it elsewhere. If the original custom was about celebrating fertility and sex, it is not certainly, it is certainly not about that anymore.
Oh, no.
It's all about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
No.
Any Catholic will tell you that. So you could simply dismiss claims like these when you encounter them and not worry much about whether they're true or not.
So
I got you.
If you really, really read between the lines, he's letting you know that the fertility with the Ishtar and all that is actually true dealing with the egg.
Right. We simply know
that because people are celebrating it today. Right?
Yes.
But he's telling you, don't worry about that because while we have evolved from that, we know that this was evil, but now we're not doing it. So don't worry about it. It's going to be okay, right?
Why are you
That's
good?
How people are thinking. Right? But
that's the whole, like you said, officer, that's the whole lipstick on a pig, bro. That's literally what this article is about. They're literally telling you the original custom was celebrating fertility and sex. But now when you ask a Catholic, they're going to tell you that it's about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's resurrection. You can't call it nothing different. It is what it is.
Get some help. Can I read this for you?
Go ahead.
This is the book of Job, chapter 14, verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean?
That's a question. Now the Most High is going to answer. Go ahead.
Not one.
You can't do it. You can't do it. Give me that now. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Mm-hmm. I think it's Isaiah, right?
Let me see. Hold on.
The original custom was about celebrating fertility and sex.
Yep.
So guess what?
You're still celebrating it.
You still,
yeah.
Right.
You still acknowledging that with the festival, right?
Bruh.
So fertility and sex. Hey, your kid's doing it.
I'll put a ring in the shot.
Go ahead. What was this girl saying? So,
I had a scripture too. You had a scripture.
Isaiah 5:20.
Read that real quick.
Go ahead. Read that one.
And then I'll give it to your sister.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, and verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good
it
and
says,
good evil.
Woe means destruction. Destruction unto them. So guess what? Christian church, Catholic church.
Church.
It says, woe unto you. Guess what? That call this evil good and good evil. Read.
That put darkness for light.
That put darkness for light. Put Easter for Passover.
Right.
That's what it's saying right there. Read.
And light for darkness.
Read.
That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
That's what this article is doing. They're trying to, it's all about resurrection. First, it's about fertility and sex. Now it's about, it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Moving the goalposts.
God in Christ, they never told you to celebrate it.
There's nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says. It always comes back. The same spirits come back, the same rubbing in the back that tells you it's all right. Go to Acts chapter 12, because before y'all say that Easter is not in the Bible, Easter is in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But guess what? At the same time, when they were celebrating Easter, guess what we were celebrating? Passover. Mm-hmm. It's been right here. Start at 3, because it's going to tell you what we were celebrating at the time. The book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 3. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. This is what? Passover. You are not supposed to eat any leaven for 7 days. This is Passover, right? Look, you could find this in Exodus 12. Look at Leviticus 23.
Is that where Lent come from?
What's that?
You know how they be doing Lent. Oh, not really.
Lent.
Oh, yeah.
You can't eat meat and stuff like that. That's the same BS. All right. Read the next scripture. Because what were they also celebrating at this time? Read. The days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarterniers of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people.
So this is what they were saying, that the pagans, the other nations were celebrating. We were celebrating what? The Feast of Unleavened, Passover, keeping these things. So it's nothing new. Remember we started. This is a Babylonian custom.
Right.
This ain't something new. Just the same thing as Christmas.
Hey, get Luke 22:1, just in case somebody think they want to get slick and think that that's talking about Passover.
Mm-hmm.
No. We're going to show you. Luke 22:1.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 1. Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called
the Passover.
Is it called Easter?
The Passover.
No, it's called the Passover. Passover. So Easter don't got nothing to do with Passover. The Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Passover.
So stop the cap.
So that in Acts 12, don't try to get slick. We know Christians like to get slick. You got to break that down like that.
Y'all got to wake up and smell the coffee and guess we'll repent. Y'all got to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Can you get 1 John chapter 2, verse 15?
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Backing off of what Officer Issachar had brought out with that scripture, right? Read.
This is the book of John. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15.
Freedom?
Love not the world, mm-hmm. neither the things that are in the world.
Remember in Job 9:24, it says the earth is given to the hand of the wicked, right? Yeah. So just remember that, right?
Mm-hmm. Read. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Uh-huh. Hell no.
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
That lust is also talking about traditions, right? The traditions that the world has right now, which is what, like Easter, Christmas, whatever, St. Patrick's Day,
right,
whatever
right,
these
mm-hmm.
Wicked holidays
Mother's
are, right?
Day, Father's Day.
Father's Day,
Day.
Right.
Yeah.
All those things, right? Read.
And the world passeth away,
mm-hmm.
and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Keep reading.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come.
Uh-huh.
Even now are there many Antichrists.
So back then there were many Antichrists,
right?
So whatever the world was celebrating back then, which is what? Easter,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a part of the what? Paganism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing, right? It's people are these wicked people right now. The earth is given to the hand of wicked. This is what it's part of, this tradition like Easter is, all right? So you got to make sure you beware of Antichrist, right? So guess what? A lot of people, I know back in Christianity, we always thought that Antichrist might come later on, right? Yeah. We might read the scripture, might think it's maybe just a couple people Antichrist back then, but
mm-hmm.
right now, it's already in full effect that Antichrist mm-hmm. is going on, right? The,
right
the
now.
The earth is given to the hand of the wicked.
Yeah, hey, they were telling everybody Obama was the Antichrist.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, leave my brother alone, man.
Relax,
give me Colossians 2 and 8.
I'll pray you in the spirit.
You got to understand that the Antichrist is anything against Christ.
That's it.
We also got Ramadan right now going on.
Ramadan.
That's against
Ramadan.
Against. Hey, put that up. What else? No, go back where you had it at. I'll read another. You got your, I don't even know what this other stuff is. What is that thing that?
Diwali?
Diwali, all these. There is in every religion, there's something that's gonna be anti-Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be against Christ. Meaning, guess what? Against that he's black. Against the Israelites and who they are in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Against of what they're supposed to celebrate, the days they're supposed to be celebrated, according to the new moons, according to the calendar in the Bible. Everything's gonna be against the scriptures.
That's right.
That's the way the Antichrist is going to be. Read that.
The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you.
They're preparing you. They're warning you. Before it happens, guess what? Because the minute you are born, they're going to start lying to you. You understand that? Your parents,
mm-hmm.
your pastors, everybody's going to be lying to you. So you guess what? You have to prove. What did the scripture say?
Beware lest.
No, what the other scripture? Prove.
Prove all things.
Prove all things. You got to prove all things, right? Go ahead.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
From front to cover, this Bible is going to be talking about a man that's going to be against your seed. And you, who's that man? Esau.
Mm-hmm.
Esau's going to be against Jacob.
You know, it's crazy how when you brought that out, I was thinking, like a Christian, right? It says, beware lest any man spoil you. When they read that, they're thinking, okay, I'm not spoiled, right? But I have to be careful of somebody spoiling me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing that they're already spoiled.
He's
right,
already right.
You spoiled.
You spoiled.
You were what was smelling him. Of lies.
Right, bro, you ain't keeping nothing but what does it say? Philosophies and vain deceit and
mm-hmm.
traditions of men. You already in that thing,
right?
Like the officer was saying. So it's like, bro, how you gonna say you not spoiled already, bro? You ain't keeping nothing the Bible say.
Can we?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can we get Isaiah 29:13?
Because
this is the thing. I'm thinking of Easter. All I see is them big ass holiday hats.
Big ass.
Them now later gators.
Damn.
Them pastel suits. And ain't no scriptures coming out.
I got a quick question. Hey, man, I see y'all, it's a car wearing, like, the boots and all that. Y'all got some fly boots, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know what y'all do on Easter Sunday, right, with
the
cowboy boots.
Doing the same mess, bro.
Oh, yeah, with the different colors?
They doing the same mess.
Damn. Oh, damn. Wait, do y'all get the pastelis?
Oh, they do the matching belt.
Damn.
They do the matching belt,
damn,
bro.
With the belt and the match.
And the matching wallet, bro.
Damn, with the wallet?
They do.
You got, like, the wallet chain?
Yeah,
it'd be sparkling?
Yeah,
like,
bro,
what?
If they got the money, they got to do it. And that's what that's the only reason that CNE, that's the spirit of every tribe.
Christmas
and they want to go in there and say their religion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw the little dirty water that everybody touches in there.
Yeah.
And what do they call it? They cross themselves and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing.
That spirit, man, it's a heavy spirit, man. We got to come out of it. We got to come out of it. And only by the by the fullness of us preaching
mm-hmm.
we're going to bring the elect out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was a Haitian 80s.
Hey, man, don't bring that up, man. Don't bring that up, bro.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
you know what? Matter of fact, can we put this up?
Yeah,
put this up and read this read that script right there.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 13. Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth.
Everybody say, I love Jesus.
Right. Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrection. You know what I'm saying? I love Jesus, right? Jesus is Lord. Point blank period, right? Read.
And with their lips do honor me.
Giving them a lot of lip service. They in church on Sunday thinking they doing the Lord's work, but they're doing their Lord's work. Come
many
on.
Are deceived from the own vain opinion.
That part. Read.
But have removed their hearts far from me.
Your mind is nowhere near on the Lord. Your mind is on the Lord of the Flies.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
And their fear toward me.
Uh-huh.
Precept of men.
Watch this. You don't have any fear of breaking the Sabbath day.
Yep.
Christ came back to as a sacrifice, so your behind didn't have to be sacrificed for disobeying the Sabbath.
Your black ass.
Your black, doggone it, your black ass. Damn it.
Damn.
Like, we spend so much time in these wicked holidays. Christmas.
Yep.
Easter. What else we got?
Thanksgiving.
Mother's Day, Father's Day. You don't find none of this in the book.
You don't find that suspicious?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Look,
you don't find that suspicious?
To tell a person to keep the Sabbath. You can't keep the Sabbath?
Yep.
Well, I keep the Sabbath every day.
You cooking up?
The Lord of the Sabbath of everything.
The Lord knows my heart. No, he knows your heart is deceitful above all. Just the wicked.
give me Matthew. Because you know what? You know how we go. Give me Matthew 1 to 21.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you going to know that it's a different Christ? Because when you start reading the scriptures and people are against what the Bible says, that's when you're going to be like, no, that's not what we're taught. That's not who we are. That's not the Christ we know. Why? Because you've been taught a white, blonde hair, blue eye,
the devil,
loving everybody,
the devil,
Christ. That's our Bourget.
There he is.
Put the one with the red and the black, bro.
Yeah.
Even if you say, "Oh, I never thought Christ was white," or "I never had a white image in my house," or "I didn't have no images in my church," that spirit is the same spirit.
You got to put the one where. It's,
He look like he about to go profane something
right now.
Yeah,
do that one. You putting a spell on him.
He is right now. All he got to do is.
You looked into his eyes, then.
I
gotta take him down before Northern King starts
doing a little
prayer. Oh, God. Well, you read Matthew, it's talking about the lineage of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the 12 tribes and from the mighty tribe of Judah.
Right?
So when you read 21, look what he says right here. Because it's telling you at the beginning of who his people are, right?
The book of Matthew. Chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
So the people that have sinned, which only give sin, because tradition of the law,
mm-hmm.
which the laws are only given to who? The 12 tribes of Israel.
That part.
His people are the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
So if Christ is black and his people are black,
mm.
you know what I mean? Not that they're not black like this.
But they black like that.
But they're black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because you light-skinned it, right?
Right.
It doesn't mean you're right-skinned.
Can we get a bomb on that? What? Man, he got bars up here.
So the division of the 12 tribes, that's what the whole reason. And when we Israel united in Christ, that's a heavy.
It is.
Heavy name.
That part.
Because we're going to be united in Christ, the black Messiah, back as one, as the beginning, because what? He came for his people. He had to have that sacrifice had to be done. So guess what? The death and resurrection of Christ did happen, but didn't happen when you're Good Friday, and he came back on a Sunday. You know what I mean? Picking eggs and Easter baskets. That was not scriptural. So you got to understand, when we read these scriptures, these people, when you bring this truth, they're going to hate you. Because that's not the Christ. That's not the Christ.
Not
that,
my Jesus.
Yes. Right. That, of course not. That's how you know it's going to be a different Christ when that sky cracks open.
Mm, mm, mm.
Right? You're going to be running. Because you know judgment is going to come.
Mm-hmm. Like, who that nigga on the cherry?
On that neck.
Right, for real.
Nigga on that neck.
That's what's going to happen.
No, for real.
What we got next? Don't run out of time.
We had a TikTok.
No, we got some. We got some time.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes.
Which is this?
What? That looked like some Northern Kingdom. That looked like Guadalupe.
Is this where they have the Tucson clan?
This in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I was about to say. That still look like some Guadalupe.
That's Easter celebration.
Yeah.
Bro. That's the Holy Week. They call it Holy Week, right?
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This the Vatican?
Go ahead. Push play. Are you ready?
What are they doing?
Straight up.
Dude, like, man, how long I gotta hold this? This is crazy, yo.
Give me that Maccabees 3:48, right?
But yeah, laid open the book of the law.
Yeah. Because you have to understand. Then give me Corinthians 11:4.
Second Corinthians.
Second Corinthians 11:4.
Huh?
Okay. This is the book of First Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48. And laid open the book of the law, wherein the heathen had sought to paint the likeness of their images.
So this whole thing that we're doing now, the so-called Catholic and the Christianity Church of white Christ and stuff, putting the Passion of the Christ. You got the 10 commandments coming out every year with
Charlton
Heston
and Ben-Hur. Don't forget that one.
Ben-Hur.
Got another one out
you
there.
Got
Moses coming.
Yeah,
out.
Moses. You got Moses on Netflix. These things, all these white images. Guess what? That is biblical prophecy that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling us that's what happened, right? Give me 2 Corinthians.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Who's coming to preach another Jesus? So-called white man, Esau. Mm-hmm. The Bible speaks of the devil, and that's the devil right there. Go ahead.
Whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel.
When you read the Bible, and you, Solomon, talking about he's black, Adam, made from the dust of the ground, being
right.
black,
mm-hmm.
and Acts is talking about nigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that they use them to describe. Who described? They described
the disciples.
Yeah.
Black. Right, and that was on that movie, The Great Debaters. He was speaking about it. What's his name?
Denzel
Washington. We was talking about. He pronounced it Niger, but it's pronounced nigger.
It is
just because it's missing an e.
Nigger.
Change it, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is preaching the same. What it's preaching, But when you come and you start different images, a different message, we'll record it, finish it.
Which we have not accepted, you might well bear with him.
So what? That punishment that's going to come from him, you're going to bear that punishment. Because we're not preaching those things. We wake up to the Spirit of the Most High, and we wake up to these scriptures, we're going to speak as it is written. Right?
Can I get a script real quick? Acts 5:29. Because at the end of the day, you really have to ask yourself, 5:29, you really have to ask yourself, do you really love the Lord of the Bible, not your Lord Beelzebub?
Yep.
Read that.
The book of Acts, chapter 5:29.
Read it out.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
So you got
to
ask yourself, are you going to obey God, not God?
Yeah.
Like, who are you serving?
Yep.
Okay? You are literally serving the creature more than the creator. Yep. If you can find a script that says the disciples, the Jews, the Israelites celebrated Easter, let us know. Let us know in the comments right now. We'll take a look at it. But if you can't find it in there, it's not in there, and it's not of God.
I got to show you what's in there.
Let's
1 Corinthians 5.
Finish that scripture. Because there's a lot right there we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that religion and the Bible is a fine line between what you're stepping over. If you're celebrating what they call sunrise service.
Yes.
Right.
And you're not preparing for the Passover and cleaning your house, you're cleaning your house.
Right.
Getting rid of that leaven. Right? Go ahead.
Verse 30. The God of our fathers.
Of who?
Our fathers.
Our fathers. Who's this talking about? He's about 12 tribes of Israel. Read.
Raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hang on a tree.
Okay.
Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Ooh. Did we read Sojourners? Did we read other nations?
No.
The heathen?
Aliens?
Who's trying to cram the salvation? These people don't need salvation.
They don't.
The East Indian don't need salvation.
Nope.
The so-called white don't need the salvation.
Bring it up.
We need salvation. We need to be saved out of there. We don't have our own power, our military power. We don't have our own country. We're the ones that we need saving.
That's right.
And that's who we're going to get saving when Christ comes, right?
That's it.
What you have, go ahead.
No, and I'm glad that you said that. It's a memorial for our remembrance, right? I mean, for our deliverance, I'm sorry. Right? So read that.
What you?
Back in 1 Corinthians, because we have to, we've been bringing out the whole time, what? We got to keep the Passover.
Yeah.
We're going to solidify. 1 Corinthians 5.
Okay.
This is in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, and as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So it's we supposed to be remembering Christ in Passover, and us being delivered out of Babylon the Great, not Easter. Read.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Uh-oh, what? Let's do what?
Keep the feast.
Let us keep the feast. So we still supposed to be keeping the feast of Passover, as it is written, like when we was in Egypt, and Exodus, the 12th chapter. Read. And you don't, and that's the crazy thing. You don't see, when they doing Easter and all that stuff, you don't see them doing none of them customs that's written in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all made up BS. Like I said, we going to keep saying that lipstick on a pig, bro.
Yep.
Read.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Can I get one more scripture real quick? Luke chapter 6, verse 46.
You know, after you read the scriptures and you understand what the purpose of Christ, the animal sacrifice in the Old Testament, all these things, is very crystal clear.
Read this here, because I'm that's one thing over my years that I've heard a lot of when Easter after Easter. Well, I just do it because it's Resurrection Sunday. They're always trying to change it. Oh, I don't. It's not about bunnies and eggs. It's about Christ. But what did Christ tell you to do in 1 Corinthians? He told you keep the feast. And what feast was that?
Yep.
Passover. Mm-hmm. Now read this, and y'all profess y'all love the Lord. Read.
The book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 46.
Read it out.
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say.
What did he say? Keep the feast.
Yep.
So how you going to call him Lord and then not do nothing he say? Not keep the feast of Passover. Not wear your fringes. Not have a beard on your face. All these things.
Yep.
So you can't call him Lord, Lord. Oh, he rose on Sunday and not do nothing that he said to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Hey, you know, and then you got the Jehovah Witnesses. I had talked to Jehovah Witnesses before. I said, hey, y'all keep Passover? Oh, we acknowledge it. They go over it, but they'll have a potluck with pork chops and everything in there. So
and biscuits.
Yeah, and biscuits and gravy and everything under the sun. But lamb, bitter herbs, and that unleavened bread.
And hey, you know, it's crazy, though. Like, the instructions on how to keep Passover, multiple scriptures on that.
Mm-hmm.
Passover mentioned multiple times in the scriptures, right? You mentioned maybe one time, right? Like, one or twice, right?
Exactly one time.
Right? Then we end up celebrating Easter? Like, come on now. It don't make no sense, right?
Hey,
they be in there multiplying sin upon sin. Like you're saying. Go ahead, Austin.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was just saying, like Austin was saying, I was sitting back here thinking it's so much more difficult to celebrate those things because they're so rooted in their own customs to do XYZ when it's, like you said, it's as simple as lamb, bitter herb, unleavened bread, a convocation.
Yeah, and this is what we got to understand, that this tradition has been built up little by little. And there's no wrong way in tradition in man's eyes. There's like, you want to do that? Go ahead.
Right.
Oh, it used to mean this, but now it means this. We just evolved it.
Because if you open your, what are they called? The specials for whatever, like fries. We have fries here. You might have Kroger where you're at.
The coupon book.
Yeah, Kroger. Yeah, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you open it. What they got? They got ham.
Yes.
Easter ham. They have a tradition of eating Eastern ham. I actually look up the origin of the Eastern ham because it's a tradition that they have of eating ham.
I might give a good script.
Go ahead.
Got Wisdom of Solomon 14:16. You're in the spirit. And it goes with that article that Officer Ruvain brought out when it was talking about the origins of Easter was fertility and sex, right? Yep. But then let's go ahead and read this.
This is the Book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 16.
Read out.
Thus
in process of time, read.
An ungodly custom grown strong was kept as a law.
So think about
strong or strong?
Strong.
Strong. Right.
Was kept as a law.
Right. And then the reason why they say it through process of time, what happened through process of time? First, it was about fertility and sex, and then they want to slap. No, never mind. It's about resurrection. It's like what you were saying about what you used the word. What'd you say? A progression.
A progression,
It was a progression, right? Now they're calling it something else, but it's the same thing. And it says it's grown strong because everybody put, like you said, the C&E brothers, right? They putting on their Sunday best.
Now later gators.
Right. And then if you don't go, or if you say you don't celebrate it, what you gonna celebrate the resurrection of Jesus?
Wow, how?
You found a book. That's why it says it's kept as law. It's damn near as law because you can't seem at the like at the job. I don't celebrate Easter. What you mean? You don't celebrate Easter, Christmas, all these things. That's why it's grown strong.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to finish?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought out the Corinthians 5 because that's gonna tell you how to celebrate the feast. The Bible is very simple. It's telling you, it's the simplicity of Christ of understanding that what you're supposed to be doing here before we leave this earth.
Can we get Matthew 7:21?
Yes.
Because the officer Nehemiah brought out Luke 6:46 where it says, why you call me Lord, but you don't do nothing I say?
Right.
Watch this, though.
The book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Just because you say Lord, Lord, don't mean that you go get the kingdom. Come on.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
So you have the chance to repent and keep Passover and stop keeping this BS Easter. The next one, watch this.
Many will say to me in that day. Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord, I kept Easter. I had on my Now Later Gator suit.
Yeah.
I had my big old
chariot hat on. And on top of that, I dropped 100 in the plate.
I dropped 100 in the plate.
Yeah, that's why they
tithes and offering.
You notice all these churches up here, they put a big old, they invest in a big old billboard, say Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they know they get paid.
Money, because everybody coming to church on
Sunday. It's tax season.
Man, what?
They cash it out, babe.
They cash it out.
They'll pay rent the rest of the year just on one Sunday.
Straight up. Come on.
And they're sowing seeds.
Sowing seeds. Yeah. There you go.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Uh-huh.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
Right, because you know all these sinners come in on Easter with them big-ass hats on, and we bring them up to the altar to get a healing. Come on.
And in thy name done many wonderful works.
Look at all the people we fed the Easter hams to. Come on.
And then will I profess unto them.
And then when I see you on judgment day, Christ going to say what?
I never knew you.
Get the F out my face.
Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Cloud have mercy.
The scripture says, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about Christianity, man. One of the top religion in this earth. And it says, many will say unto me, say to me in that day, Lord, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that many?
Bring
what
it out.
That meaning? A lot of people need to think about that, man.
Bring it out.
A lot of times Christians, they do. It's really a lot of pointing of the finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really examining themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything y'all been bringing up, right? It's always pointing the finger.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all really think about it, right? Because they're not examining themselves when they read the scriptures, right?
That's right.
Same
deceit.
Like you said, it's about their own pain.
That's some heavy stuff you just said right there. It just hit me like a ton of brothers. Yeah, because Christianity was one of the biggest religions in the world, right? Number one religion in the world. It ain't going to be us keeping the scriptures. Our the small remnant of us that's that one third.
Right.
It's going to be them two thirds that's still professing that Easter is Resurrection Sunday and Christmas and Thanksgiving and not doing nothing that God says.
That's crazy.
That's what it comes down to. Heavy point, officer. Heavy point.
Because they give the lip service, but with their eyes are far from the Lord.
Yeah. Right. They taught by the precept of men, like you said, like you were bringing out. Nothing according to the scriptures.
And you know what's crazy? There's a very few that are going to hear this message, and they're going to be like, you know what? They're right. Thus says the Lord. What it says in the Bible. It ain't going to be, thus says Nehemiah, thus says the power arrow, thus says the Lord.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might be them CNE people.
Yeah.
Right. Because they only come on church Christmas and Easter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, okay, I got to do this, right? But throughout any other time of the year, they don't never really go to the Baptist church or Christian church, right? Because they know it's some bullshit, right?
Right.
Yeah. No, that's
bad. Just think about it, man. It could be. You never know.
You know what? The other thing is, I say with people that are wanting to follow the Most High, persecution is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Temptation is going to come.
It
ain't no easy walk. When you want to be a Christian and see any people, that's easy. That's easy. You want to go to church, do your first communion, baptize your baby, and get married in the church. And after that, you know, every once in a while when you show up, give a couple, you know, something in the collection plate and think you're going to make to heaven, you're fooling yourself because that's not in the scripture.
Can we show them something, though? Because this is what we're saying. We're bringing this out to you because we're your brothers. We're brothers. We're your brothers. We love you, and we're trying to get you right. Can we get 1 Kings 8?
Yes.
Verse 46.
1 Kings
8. Hey, you want to show these videos and stuff about
man, we. Matter of fact, yeah. Show this video. Show this video
show
right
video.
Here.
And then we'll tell you how to repent.
Yeah, there we go. Because it's crazy right here. Come on.
45 killed after bus carry
first
Easter worshiper falls off bridge.
Wow. Go ahead, play it.
Tumble and rumble. Tumble and rumble. Kill 45 people Thursday, March 28th. Come on. This is last year?
This year.
This is this year.
Oh, snap. Is it yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
2 days ago?
Yep.
Thursday?
They plunged 50. Wait a minute. I like this word right here for whatever reason. They plunged 50 meters into a ravine.
A ravine?
And then it burst into flame. So you got to think about this.
What was this ravine? It was a ravine.
It wasn't a ravine. It was a ravine. Like a gorge. It was a gorge. Check this out. You're on a bus. Sunday best on.
Damn.
You're going to the Easter convocation. and something happens. The bus is now going off the bridge. You're alive. That thing in your chest, you know, like when you're on a roller coaster, mm-hmm. your stomach go all the way up through your esophagus, and you're looking at the bottom of the ravine. Crash. Damn. You're mangled. You're still alive.
Dismembered.
You are dismembered and disfigured. You ain't transfigured, damn. But you disfigured, and now this whole thing done burst into flames. And you can't do nothing about it.
Hey, God damn it.
Hey. 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 And you know, this is very serious, but you know what? We're not making fun of, who was this? Africa, right?
That was in South Africa. Africa.
So this might be our people, but we ain't make fun of that. But this right here is going to, that you going, when death comes,
yeah.
you think about, what was I supposed to be doing on her? Was it wearing an Easter basket?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing Easter hats and baskets and picking up eggs and celebrating these things? What did God ask?
And then they had eggs on
the basket. You know what I mean? Come on.
Damn. Hey, I bet somebody did it already.
Wearing Easter, I used to wear when I was little, so okay. Was that because everything is when this happens, were these men and women, were they doing right by the Most High? You know what I mean? Because the Bible says that it nations of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why the Most High took them out.
Right.
It could be something like, hey, weren't they doing the Lord's work? How come they died? You got to be ready to, if you are doing the Lord's work, be ready to die.
I'm glad you said that, officer, because they wasn't keeping God's commandments. That's the right. point. That's the point what yeah. the officer is bringing out.
Right.
If like I said, if the Lord comes and like Mary, he say he creates evil, he creates all yeah. these things, you want to make sure that, guess what? When you going to give up your life, you applying God's commandments with the faith in Christ.
That's yeah.
Not
right.
saying that you was going to celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
Because guess what? When you pass on, you got a better chance of making it to the kingdom of heaven, keeping the commandments.
Yeah, that's right.
Coming back into earth, right, to keep the commandments.
Yes,
that's
it.
That's yeah. what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
First Kings 8.
So
this is what you, so what can I do?
And was there more on that, or that was it?
That's pretty much
it. Yeah, they died in the ravine.
Yeah, they
died in the ravine. So what can you do to get yourself right with the Lord?
Yeah.
First Kings 8.
Yeah.
46.
The book of First Kings, chapter 8 and verse 46. If they sin against thee.
If they celebrate Easter. Come on.
For there is no man that sinneth not.
Because guess what? We all celebrated Easter at one point in time.
Yep.
Come on.
And thou be angry with them.
And we know you angry with us because you will plunge us 50 meters into a ravine before bursting us into flames.
Right.
Come on.
And deliver them to the enemy.
And we got delivered to the enemy, which is Satan. Come on.
So that they carry them away captive
uh-huh.
unto the land of the enemy,
that's,
far or near.
That's what got us into captivity in the first place. Come
slavery.
On.
Slavery.
Yet, if they shall bethink themselves.
But if we still shall start to remember who we are.
In the land where they were carried captive.
Where we were carried away into slavery. Come on.
And repent.
And we turn back from celebrating Easter and these wicked holidays. Come on.
And make supplication unto thee.
And we pray to you saying what?
In the land of them that carried them captive, saying,
mm-hmm.
we have sinned.
Lord, I used to celebrate Easter. Please forgive me.
And Resurrection Sunday.
And Resurrection Sunday.
Don't forget that.
Because it's BS. Come on.
And have done perversely.
Uh-huh.
We have committed wickedness.
It was wicked to do these things before you. Come on.
And so return unto thee with all their heart
mm-hmm.
and with all their soul
mm-hmm.
in the land of their enemies,
mm-hmm.
which led them away captive,
mm-hmm.
and pray unto thee toward their land,
read.
Which thou gavest unto fathers,
read.
The city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name.
After we have come back and we have acknowledged and taken accountability for our transgressions,
Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication
uh-huh.
in heaven, thy dwelling place,
mm-hmm.
and maintain their cause.
That's right. And see there, our forefather, King David, sent this prayer to the Most High because he knew we were going to be jacked up in these days. He already sent up a prayer for you to come out of your wickedness. And if you do that, then the Most High will hear your prayer and he will maintain your cause.
One quick thing. They're all new people that are watching, right? If you stuck in the Christian church still and you celebrating Easter and all that, remember that thing that you have in you to where you question yourself that you're missing something, you're going to end up finding that out once you bethink yourself and remember who you are when you come back, when you repent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And come back to these laws, right? Because what you're missing is that you're an Israelite, right? All praises.
All praises to the Most High. It's a good scripture because that's the thing is we're looking for that, what, that mercy?
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for Most High to hear our prayer and our supplication.
Because
the Bible says that he does not hear a sinner.
Right.
If you're stuck in that Christianity, you're stuck into Judaism, you think you're keeping the Sabbath, but you ain't keeping it right with the right people, you wrong. You got to keep the commandments with the people. At the end of the day, the Most High is going to unite the 12 tribes and give them the kingdom back.
Right.
As the days of Solomon.
That's
but,
it.
But you must have faith in Christ, and you must keep the commandments.
That's
the
commandments. It. Yeah. With that, our time is up.
Officer, real quick. Hey, Officer Ravine said it earlier. You know, we're finna help our brothers out. So for all the brothers that's offended as we end the show.
Hey, come on.
All right.
Stand print. Needle up. Dynamite.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva Rarasa.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva Rarasa.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been kings since birth, ay.